Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. It is greatly appreciated. If you missed any of the episodes where I was down at SEC Media Days, I would suggest that you go back through the catalog and check them out. It was a lot of fun. And my chat with Chris Emma, who is going to be joining us throughout this Bears season, is really good too. I think that you will get something out of it. If you want some extra camp coverage, you should check it out for sure. And I'm glad that I like Emma a lot, and I've always really liked him. I'm glad that we're using him more at the Score, honestly, but you know, if they don't want to use him as much, I'm totally fine with him hanging out with me on House of L. And I pay him. So, you know, I like paying people in the business for their stuff. It's good. By the way, you can help in that if you want. It's not Patreon. I don't think I'm ever going to do that. We'll see. When I get my feet thing, when I get lojosfeet.com, I'll charge you for that. But if you want to donate to the podcast, you can. If you look inside of the widget of what the episode is and click on it, and has like our platform is Red Circle, and we work with Red Circle. We really like them. They offer you an opportunity to donate. You can donate whatever you want. I mean, it doesn't have to be a lot. It'd be $5. I don't care. But it helps us be able to pay people. But we're also doing really well as a podcast, mainly because there's only one person on the podcast. That's me. So I have to do a lot of stuff, whether it's I'm in charge of sales, I'm in charge of production, I am in charge of talent acquisition, I'm in charge of content, which is kind of the way that I always wanted it, right? That's why you start your own podcast. But I appreciate your support. Now I'll get to what it is that I want to talk about with you, because what I want, look, I've watched pretty much everything that HBO and Max now have produced when it comes to Hard Knocks. And other than the Ravens, like the original, like Hard Knock show, this thing with the Giants is amazing. I tweeted it out. I've been watching it since the get-go. And I remember Dan and I and Layla, because Layla was there that day. We had Mike Florio on. He was saying, man, I don't know about this. I don't think it's going to be that interesting because I don't think that they're going to give you a lot of insight into what's going on. And I watched the first episode and I was like, oh my God, Florio couldn't have been more wrong. And so now he watches it all the time too. And we've been talking about it when he comes to be on the show every Wednesday, usually at 11 o'clock. It has been, if you have not checked it out because you're like, this isn't the Hard Knocks that I'm used to. And look, HBO isn't paying me. They should be, but they're not paying me. I did not expect them to get the level of access to the Giants front office that they got. And everyone who works over at Max, anyone that you know that works in football will tell you the team has final cut, meaning they can go through each episode and go, nah, we're not comfortable with that. Change that, especially like the in-season Hard Knocks. That's quick turnaround where, except for the first episode, you know, they've got a lot of lead time getting into the first episode. So there's all sorts of stuff that they can do in episode one. The subsequent episodes of Hard Knocks at training camp, you're reacting to stuff over the last week. You know, what happened in the preseason game, what went on in practice that week, that sort of stuff. That's hard to turn around. And it's probably more difficult for the team, in this case the Bears, to be the ombudsman and go through an episode and say, yeah, that's something that we don't want to put out there because we don't want to put ourselves at a disadvantage. We don't like the way that this was portrayed or that was portrayed. Fam, I don't know what the Giants cut from their episodes, but it doesn't seem like they cut a damn thing. Joe Shane is the GM of the Giants, and he has been as transparent as I have ever seen someone. He's been so transparent that I find myself going, how much of the is HBO paying this man? Because he has been a gift of content. Look, you should want to watch it if you like football or if you like reality television, because the shit is fascinating. But let's say that you're just a Bears fan. Let's say that you listen to this podcast because I often talk about the Bears and other Chicago sports things. There is a Bears story in every episode of Hard Knocks Offseason with the Giants. Every single one. There's been four episodes so far. And whether it was Caleb Williams working out on the whiteboard with them, or Rome Odunze being, Rome has been on three episodes alone. Or it's Joe Shane talking about being on the phone with Ryan Poles and what the Bears were planning to do for the draft. It is fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. We see John Mara come down and the stuff about Saquon Barkley. He's like, man, I'm gonna be real sick if he ends up on the Eagles. And he ends up on the Eagles. You see Shane talking to Saquon and to Saquon's agent. You see how they really feel about Daniel Jones and how if they were in a position to get a quarterback, they would have gotten one. How they ranked the wide receivers in the draft. What they thought the Bears were going to do. How they ended up making the trade for Brian Burns. It's all in there. And I can't stress to you enough my disbelief in the level of access. Either the Giants don't know or they don't care. because it is all out there for you to explore as a viewer, and I think that you should. It's been terrific. I can't think of another Hard Knocks other than the one with Ray Lewis and Uncle Shay and Tony Siragusa. That one just had incredible personalities, and it was still very raw. This one is everything that you wanted to know about how football teams put football teams together. Now, look, there's a Bears part of this that I want to talk to you about, too. It's the whole point of this episode. I think I get it now. And I think I owe an apology. I need to apologize to George McCaskey. I'll explain next. I am so happy that Badlands Pet Superfood Complete is back on House of L. So I don't have a dog, but I have a friend who has a dog, and that dog has kind of become my best friend. His name is Pudge. He's adorable. He's a Morkie, a Maltese Yorkie mix. So I said, I want to bring over Badlands Pets Superfood Complete and have Pudge try it. And if he liked it, then we were going to stick with Badlands Pets and keep it going. He loved it. We mixed it with a little bit of water. He's a teeny tiny guy, 7 pounds. We mixed it with a little bit of water, and he absolutely loved it. And now, when it's mixed with his other foods, he sifts through that to get to Badlands Pets Superfood Complete. Between that and the mission that Katherine Heigl has been on, I feel like it's a company that House of L should be partnered with for a long time. And you're going to be the beneficiary of this. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. I'll say it again. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. And if you order right now, we're going to give you 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things just like my guy Pudge did, go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. We're going to give you 50% off. Pudge is going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Your doggo is going to be happy. We're happy that Badlands Ranch is back with House of L, and we hope that you benefit from it and your doggo loves it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For years and years and years, HBO has wanted the Bears to be on Hard Knocks. Chicago, in whatever sport you're talking about, is something that television producers, networks, they want. Chicago, is anything sports related, Chicago fans are rabid. They show up. It's why when the Blackhawks were on their run, NBC wanted Blackhawks games for their Sunday games of the week all the time. They maxed out. I think the number back then, because I was still working for NBC5 at the time, I think the number for games that could be played on NBC, NBC Sports Network, I think it was still Outdoor Life Network or whatever it was like 17 or 18, and they made sure that the Blackhawks were on that often because they knew that they were going to draw a big number in Chicago because people care about sports like that. So it's always something that television networks want is more Chicago. So for years, HBO has been trying to get the Bears on Hard Knocks, and the NFL has rules about that. You know, that it can't be a new coach's first year, and if you were in the playoffs, then you're exempt. But the Bears keep falling into this space where they don't meet any of the criteria, and there's been kind of this gentleman's agreement between the Bears and the NFL and Hard Knocks that the Bears weren't going to do Hard Knocks. With the Giants doing this offseason thing, I do wonder, because the McCaskies and the Maras, like, there's a hierarchy in the NFL, and when it, the families in the NFL, like the Rooneys, the Maras, the McCaskies, okay? The Bidwills, the, now I could, probably the Joneses are in there, but he wasn't one of, like, the OGs. The Rooneys, the Maras, the McCaskies, those are OGs. And I wonder if that opened up George's mind to, once the Maras were like, yeah, go ahead and do it, if that opened up his mind and seeing like, all right, fine, do it. He has been hesitant for the longest time about doing Hard Knocks. I think there's a couple things at play here. I think George is a very private person. I think that he is very protective of his family. He is especially protective of his mother, and who wouldn't be, right? Like, and it's very easy to get that. His mother is, what, 101, 102? I get that he doesn't want them, his family, to be shown in a bad light. I also think that he doesn't want the Bears as a franchise to be mocked or embarrassed. These are all very understandable things. I also think that George doesn't want the secrets of how the Bears are run, for good or for bad. Like, whether people don't understand it or if it's something that they think is proprietary and they don't want the rest of the league to know they do things a certain way. There's a level of secrecy that he wants to retain, and I get it. And for the longest, I have just kind of been like, just do it. Like, it's not going to be that bad. Just end up doing the show. People are going to love it. It's going to be great. After watching this Giants thing, I totally get it. I completely and utterly get it. That he doesn't want to be on Hard Knocks for good reason. Because when I look at what's happening with the Giants, man, I can't believe how in the business Hard Knocks is with the Giants. I've seen John Mara more in these episodes of Hard Knocks than I saw him when the Giants won the Super Bowl last. You get to see, they take you everywhere. They are in the draft room. They are in Joe Shane's car. They're at Brian Daboll's pool. You get to see who's making the suggestions. Who thought it was a good idea to not bring back Saquon Barkley? Joe Shane. How they had their wide receivers ranked for this year's draft. They had Rome Odunze third in their wide receiver room. There is a lot of access that can make you look foolish. If the Giants play well this year, Joe Shane is going to look like a genius. If they don't, there will be enough ammunition on tape for them to fire him, along with what the team has or has not accomplished. They can literally go back and be like, remember when you said this? Or if Saquon Barkley has an incredible year and is the reason that the Eagles end up winning the division again and go into the playoffs and maybe win the Super Bowl with Saquon Barkley as their running back. They're going to look at that tape of Joe Shane being like, yeah, 27 is when running backs they fall off a cliff. I'm sure Saquon's going to have that shit on repeat. And Shane is probably right if the data says that he's right. I do think Saquon is a bit of a unicorn. And we'll see. But there'll be enough information there for anyone who's involved with the Giants to go, nah, the dude fucked up. We got to get him up out of here. So I have a better understanding of why George has been apprehensive about doing this. Because the stakes is high. Shout out to De La Soul. RIP to Dove. And you better hope that the people who are reviewing each episode have your best interest at heart and are not trying to make you look bad. Because there are a lot of ways that Joe Shane could look bad. But we as a viewing public are getting access inside of a front office like we have never gotten before. And it is an absolute treat. I don't know if you've been watching it, but if you haven't, jump on it. And then let me know what you think. Email me, houseoflpodcast@gmail.com. Because the shit is wild. And you need to see it. And you'll probably have the same feeling that I did. Oh, I totally get it, George. I totally get it. I know why you didn't want to do this forever. All right, that's all I got. Just trust me. Go check it out. And if I'm wrong, you can tell me, but you're not going to tell me I was wrong. Because you're going to be like, wait, what? Yeah, that's the type of access they got. So check it out and let me know. We'll have more episodes for sure. Thanks again for your support. If you don't want to donate, that's totally fine. Give us a 5-star review. Let people know that this is a fun podcast and we talk about all sorts of stuff. I'll talk to you next time. All right. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.